When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Park at Traditions, The Sleep Station, Zwornemann Flooring, and the Bank and Trust.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 4 minutes after 8. The temperature now 43. Check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news presented by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. I'm Bill Oliver. The new president of Experience Bryan College Station, the local convention and tourism agency, spoke about her promotion yesterday while she and her staff were at multiple sites running a yearly high school basketball tournament. Kendra Fry says she and her coworkers were ready for a decision, which boiled down to two finalists.
I think it was very important for our staff because the last 7 months have been challenging, and in a good way. We have really grown as a staff together, and I think that's extremely important. And so we are ready to move forward to hit the ground running in the new year.
Challenges include the voluntary separation agreement with Fry's predecessor, forming a new board to continue funding from the Twin Cities, changing the name of what was the CVB, and moving into new offices. Fry's been with the agency for 13 years, says it's a long time in that industry, and it reflects what she thinks about the Twin Cities.
For me, you know, when you find an organization that you love, when you find a city that you love, it makes it a lot easier, for sure. It's so easy for me to talk about Bryan College Station. No matter where I go, I don't foresee going anywhere in the near future at all, so I'm extremely happy.
Fry, who served as interim director the last 6 months, was selected following three interviews of the new agency board. You can hear my visit with Kendra Fry during today's 5 p.m. news hour. More than $199,000 collected during this year's Bryan College Station Salvation Army holiday campaign.
I look back for several years to see our historical data of how much we've raised, and I've never seen that we've raised this much money before.
Captain Paul Ryerson thanking those who contributed money and volunteer time during the annual Red Kettle campaign, along with participants in the Angel Tree Gift Drive.
Assisting 807 families, which totaled to 2,033 kids who had received Christmas gifts this year here in Brazos County.
Fundraising exceeded this year's goal by almost $15,000, and if you didn't hear, Bryan won the Salvation Army's 11th annual Mayor's Red Kettle Ring Off this month. That generated a combined total of almost $5,000. The New Year's weekend forecast, which includes below freezing temperatures and the possibility of rain and or freezing precipitation, means an increased risk of fires. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bowles says you could run into problems if you have not checked and serviced your furnace and fireplace.
Another problem that we have even more often is people using their cooking equipment, their gas stoves and so on, as heating devices. And we have had several fires because of that.
Cold weather also means a balancing act at the Aguilena Humane Society to keep animals warm and well.
We do have heaters in the kennels. Sometimes I know people come in during the day and they're like, well, it's kind of cool in here. The fans are on. We do need to pull the air out because we don't want kennel cough in the building as well. And we do need as much air exchange as possible. It's really hard this time of year to have that happen, but we're working on it, keeping everybody healthy and happy at the shelter.
That's Leah White from the Humane Society speaking yesterday on the Infomaniacs. Transition underway for golfers playing on Bryan's municipal course.
On January 2nd, we will be opening up as the new city course at the Phillips Event Center. And so if you are ready and know that you want to start playing golf in this new year, you can actually go ahead and schedule your tee time by calling the Phillips Event Center Pro Shop at 979-776-0133.
Kayla McCain with the City of Bryan says the last chance to play the Travis B. Bryan course is Sunday. There will be a farewell tournament that finishes 93 years at the course. No charge for current members. Non-members pay only the cart fee. Two University of Texas faculty members quietly resigned their post in recent years after being informed they have been accused of sexual misconduct. The Austin American-Statesman identified them as Jay Boisseau, who built UT's Supercomputing Center into an international powerhouse, and tenured chemistry professor Bradley J. Holiday. And in East Texas, Lufkin police saying a former convenience store employee just cannot wait to get her last paycheck.
Lufkin police say 33-year-old Jessica Hertz returned to a Chevron brandishing a small baseball bat. The police department's Jessica Pepsworth says when Hertz was told the check was being mailed from the corporate office, she went on the attack.
There was what I will describe as a scuffle. She did try to open the cash register. The employees attempted to stop her from doing so. They attempted to take the bat from her.
She adds Hertz repeatedly hit one worker in the head, grabbed her by the hair, and shoved her into an item display behind the counter. The worker was injured. Hertz didn't get any of the cash and ran for it. She was nabbed and is charged with aggravated robbery. Austin York, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 9 minutes after 8. The temperature is 43. News presented by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Caliber Realty. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and our new name is Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services parallels the same characteristics we believe in at BCR: success, trust, and integrity. We're excited for the future of our company and what it will bring to this community. Learn more about us at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
If you're new to town and worried about your accounts in distant banks, or if you're a longtime resident and have the same concerns, your neighbors at the Bank and Trust are ready to earn your business. As the largest locally owned community bank in the Brazos Valley, we strongly believe in our community. Others may claim to be local. We truly are. In fact, you'll find all of our banking centers right here in Bryan College Station and our world headquarters at 1716 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Looking for a local bank? Look no further. The Bank and Trust. Local bank. Local bankers. Member FDIC.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Schulte Roofing, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:11. Aransas Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds for today. It looks like temperatures are probably going to be around 50 degrees. The clouds linger into tonight. There may be a little bit of spotty drizzle or mist overnight. By morning, we're 45 to 50. Clouds for tomorrow. Chance for a shower. We do warm up a bit, 60 to 65 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clouds and chance for a shower, a low of 45 to 50. Scattered showers are possible Sunday, high Sunday around 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so there you go. It's time to change our attention now to pay attention to New Year's. That's coming up. Now, we won't be here on Monday. We'll be back on Tuesday. And by the way, Bill, thank you for sitting in. I know
you're welcome.
Been an arduous week for you. You've had to do a lot of stuff.
Well, so did Chelsea before.
Thanks, Bill.
Yep. And then there's Zach. He's sitting over there in a hotel room, just putting his feet up, going,
watching the sunshine.
That's right.
That'd be today's trivia question. When was the last day there was sunshine around here?
That would be interesting to know. And is the sun shining?
Is it cloudy?
Oh, yeah.
Been cloudy since I returned.
Yeah, it has.
Oh, man.
That's part of it, too. We're going to get above 50 today, so that'll be nice, but in the meantime. Hey, want to remind you that December the 31st, that's New Year's Eve, that's Sunday night, they've got the Queen's Ball going on in downtown Bryan. This is the second annual, and this year, sponsored by Advent GX. Starts at 9 at night, goes until 1 in the morning, and it is at the Ice House, which is right down there at the end of Main Street in downtown Bryan, which is pretty cool. If you haven't been in there, they've redone it. They've left a lot of the original brick walls and stuff like that, though, exposed rafters. It's fun. Anyway, lots of good stuff, including food from the folks at Ronin, if you know Ronin Cooking. If you want tickets, those are available, $60 a piece. The VIP tables are already sold out. But a chance to kind of ring in the new year in downtown Bryan.
Yeah, that was among the things visited about during the city council meeting on Tuesday.
Did they? Well, it's...
Or Wednesday, whenever that was.
It really, and again, was able to... I'm on the board of the Downtown Bryan Association, I'll tell you that. But what they have done at the Ice House is really, really cool. That's a neat building, and they have redone it, and it's got room for plenty of folks
I've never been there.
Well, again, now that you see it, used to be it wasn't even safe to be in it. But now that they've changed it around and they have, it's pretty spectacular. But that brings up the question, what do you normally do on New Year's Eve? Now, you know, I'm way too old to stay up and watch all that stuff. I mean, there was a time when I did. I don't know. Bill, what do you do?
My favorite New Year's Eve memory as a fifth and sixth grader, I think. My buddy lived across the street. He would invite me over to his house, and we'd play Monopoly all night.
Oh, there you go. Okay, till the new year came in, right?
Well, deep into the next morning.
Ah, okay. Zach?
Well, we would go over to a friend's house, or sometimes we'd invite folks over to our place as we lived outside the city limits. And, you know, come midnight, we'd shoot off fireworks and drink sparkling grape juice.
Gunfire?
So there you go.
No gunfire?
Sometimes, if it was cold enough.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
it wasn't always.
Okay, but now since you've moved away from home, do you do anything unusual here? No? Stay up?
No, not
go
really.
Go to a ball game?
Kind of the huge.
Yeah.
You're normally not playing around New Year's, but if they do, then yeah.
You can always dream of it, right? But of course.
Yeah, there you go.
And I can remember back in the day, you know, my parents would let me stay up late, you know, stay up till midnight so we could see, this old guy who I'd never heard of before. His name was Guy Lombardo, okay? And he's the one who, you know, would play. That Guy Lombardo, Auld Lang Syne there. And so the question came up, how come we sing Auld Lang Syne on New Year's Eve? And the reason is this dude named Guy Lombardo. He was a band leader, but there were a lot of band leaders back then. Do you remember maybe watching Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve, where Dick Clark would be standing up over Times Square, you know, and they dropped the ball, and Dick Clark did a great job of that, and I forget, who's the guy who does it now?
Ryan Seacrest still do that?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, Seacrest does it, yeah.
I've got audio from the 1976 New Year's Eve with Guy Lombardo. This is from the television show.
It's time for the 48th annual broadcast of New Year's Eve with Guy Lombardo. Tonight's special guest stars are Billy Eckstein and Carol Lawrence, and at Times Square, Ben Grauer.
Man.
And now, from the world-famous Waldorf Astoria Hotel on fashionable Park Avenue, where New York's glamorous high society is celebrating New Year's Eve in the Grand Ballroom, it's the Royal Canadians and Mr. New Year's Eve himself, Guy Lombardo.
So, I mean, there you go. 40 years ago, that was what was on TV. That was the only thing that was on. These are the only people who did this. This was, I think, NBC this year, that this particular year. But now, of course, every network seems to, a lot of the networks choose to have their own shows. You know, we've got, what's his name? Anderson Cooper, he does one. Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, this will be the first
Kathy
one.
Griffin.
No Kathy Griffin this year.
Well, can you imagine? I wonder why not. Yeah.
That decision was made shortly after her fall from grace.
Bad career decision on her part. She thought that the picture would be funny, but nonetheless. But it just shows how quaint it was. Gosh, let's sit down and watch Billy Eckstein sing on New Year's Eve with Guy Lombardo.
And the Royal Canadians.
The Royal Canadians. Bunch of guys who dressed up in red coats. But anyhow.
And it's too bad that the popular recording of Auld Lang Syne wasn't in the major key that you heard in the introduction.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's right. And that you heard, we played a little bit of it at the end. But I guess even now, I mean, I'm sure in downtown Bryan, they'll probably play Auld Lang Syne. But, you know, for the youngs, they're going, what is this? I mean, do you think of a song that you could associate with New Year's Eve besides Auld Lang Syne? And maybe that's what happens. Maybe we need
Dan Fogelberg's version.
Oh, which is a great song. Yeah, just about anything by Dan Fogelberg was pretty good. But which was called another Auld Lang Syne. Anyhow, that would be kind of interesting to see if they could somehow incorporate a new song into New Year's Eve. If you could incorporate a new song.
Well, we should have given Big Hush some more time.
Oh, you know, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, he's got till next. You know, there'll be another one next year. Doesn't have to happen this year. Be another one next year, so we'll see. Hey, here's a neat story to end the year on. Ann Hoover and Alan Steelhammer, Both residents of the Brookdale Senior Living Center, New Braunfels, were married until their spouses passed away. So 78-year-old Alan was married for 57 years. 87-year-old Ann was wed for 23 years. Again, she's 87, he's 78. But it seems like they were both given a second chance at love when Ann moved into the senior center almost 2 months ago. Ann and Alan reportedly fell in love. They started hanging out during mealtimes and events. The spark grew, and just 30 days later, whoa, 30 days later, they announced they were getting married. How about that?
You can't waste any time at that age, yeah, though.
Whirlwind relationship. So the romance is done. He said, I've never been so happy in my life. She says, he's such a cute little fella, and I'm crazy about the way he acts. He seems to like me.
And why isn't there a reality show about those types of relationships?
Yeah, no. Because you know why? Because there's nobody yelling, there's nobody screaming, there's nobody throwing stuff. We'd much rather hear about, in California, the woman who called police to report a fight between her grandmother and her 12-year-old son. The grandmother allegedly swung a guitar at the juvenile. Then both the grandmother and the juvenile started throwing forks. Forks.
Jeez.
Deputy mediated the situation. I mean, you tell me what's going to get the coverage, right? The old folks who are finding love late in life again in New Braunfels, or grandmother and her grandson throwing forks at each other after she swings a guitar at him. Oh, it's America. Just America. So did you see that this guy, 27 years old, has become the youngest person to ever complete a solo trek to the South Pole?
Oh, wow.
Said he did have some...
Now that's chilling.
It is. Thank you. I guess you go down to Tierra del Fuego and hit Antarctica and then just start walking. And what do you know to take with you? Because you can't grow anything while you're there. You got to take everything that you need. He said one of the difficulties he had was to deal with problems with his iPod.
You'll have to
ask Chelsea that when she comes back about her electronics freezing.
Cold weather and iPod. That's interesting. Yeah, we should ask her about that. The iPod. Okay. You're going to get to the South Pole and take a picture of your iPod, I hope, with your camera on your phone and all that stuff. Oh, it's a little bit different.
Can't
out
get
there.
Very good reception out there. I wouldn't
think there are too many towers, right?
John Sharp wasn't able to provide a deal in Antarctica like he did at Kyle Field.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Bad haircut led to a Wisconsin hairstylist arrest. Khalid Shabani arrested after he snipped a 22-year-old customer's ear. Wait a minute, that's not part of the deal. Officers arrested Shabani on suspicion of mayhem and disorderly conduct. While armed. Oh, he had the scissors, I guess. Hairstylist ran the clipper with the shortest attachment down the middle of the customer's head. Oh!
There's a little more intent there.
Whoa! I guess so. Maybe that will be a little bit of a problem. So, oh, by the way, astronomers now have spotted a red giant dying star that is similar to our sun. We probably should have saved this for Chelsea because it's space, but we'll go ahead and do it because we found out from a news standpoint, we found out when our sun will die, okay, our S-U-N, the sun will die. Now, this sun here, this star is 530 light years away, and the images reveal what will happen to our own sun. Oh, but it's 5 billion years from now. I guess we could have waited till next week to do the story. It's not good. Researchers say that our sun will have grown into a giant red star more than 100 times larger than its current size. Did we know the sun was growing? I didn't learn that in school.
That would be a news flash.
I think so. While the metamorphosis into the giant star will change the solar system, scientists are unsure what will happen to Earth. We'll probably destroy any form of life on our planet. Dang.
Oh, man.
That. What a bummer.
Yeah,
that
me
is.
Too.
Nobody will want to have
that's
their name
really
with the International Star Registry attached to
well,
that.
You're right. But whether the Earth's rocky core will survive is uncertain. Hey, that reminds me. I mean, just to ask the question, it's that time of year, and I think we do it during Mother's Day and Father's Day, too, when Rocky, what's his name, comes out and does his commercials to have a star named after somebody. Has anybody asked if they could have the sun? You know what I mean?
I mean, think it's already taken, isn't it?
Well, who is the sun named for? Who?
See? Didn't Donald Trump? I'm sure Donald Trump has already asked about it, right?
Well, yeah, there's probably Trump. But, I mean, you think about that. It's up there, you know, because you can tell people that you bought a star for them, and then you can, you know, they'll give you a chart where you can look at it, but you don't have a telescope. But, I mean, if you could buy the sun for like a dollar or whatever that thing costs, then you could, you know, point it out to the person every day and say, look what I bought for you right there. That thing's named after you. All right, we'll see if the sun is named after anybody. It's 24 after.
Let's celebrate this exciting, colorful, grand, and magical new year with a great big smile. Hi, this is Margaret Meese, wishing you a year full of happiness and prosperity. May this year give you the opportunity to follow your dreams. Love like there's no tomorrow, and smile unconditionally. Remember, with every new year comes new challenges and obstacles in life. I wish you courage, hope, and faith to overcome all of the hurdles you may face. May you have a great year and a wonderful time ahead.
This holiday greeting paid for by the Margaret Meese Campaign. VoteMeese.com.
This is Jan. How can I help?
Congratulations. You've just won our monthly raffle.
Ooh, that's what it's like when you get a great deal at Toyota-thon.
Toyota-thon?
Yeah, our biggest event of the year. We still have incredible deals like low APR financing and low lease offers on our amazing vehicles.
Wow, amazing.
Right? You can save big on Corolla, RAV4, Camry, and more. But it all ends January 2nd.
Oh, I still have 10,303,511 calls remaining.
You better be quick, because right now, during Toyota-thon, you can get a six-month trial subscription to SiriusXM on equipped models.
Done. No one else answered. Best day ever.
Congratulations! Now get in before the deals are gone.
Toyota, let's go places. Qualified lessees can lease a new 2017 Tundra Double Cab Special Edition for $379 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N1218. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details. For information on SiriusXM trial subscription, see SiriusXM.com.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Netflix gained 3.5%, and today comes word it will bump executive salaries next year. The new GOP tax plan makes it impossible for a company to deduct the performance-based bonuses of top managers who earn over $1 million. The streaming service will scrap cash bonuses and boost salaries instead. The current multi-state lotteries are among the fattest in history. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot reached $306 million when no one won the top prize in Tuesday's drawing, and Powerball's jackpot stands at $384 million after no one won Wednesday's drawing. Its next drawing is tomorrow night. It's the last trading day of the year, a stellar one for markets overall, and huge for the S&P 500, which climbed about 20% in 2017, with its best annual gains since 2013. The Dow is on track to mark its sixth straight week of gains, which hasn't happened since 1954. It set a new record close yesterday after adding 63 points. Futures trending upward. That's Your Money Now.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
Census of Plants. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The Americas are home to 125,000 known species of plants, from towering redwoods to tiny duckweeds. This according to a new study in the journal Science. It describes a new world plant inventory created by an international team of scientists, led by Missouri Botanical Garden curator Carmen Ulloa.
We wanted to know where are the different plant families more concentrated, which are the plant families that are only found in the Americas. So it's exactly like a census. but in this case for plants.
The work helps scientists see hot spots for biodiversity and identify places most in need of protection. Other researchers can use the database to locate promising areas in which to find plants with medicinal properties and agricultural potential. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Here on this last business day of the year, let's preview the technology that's ahead in 2018. Kim Commando with your Friday Consumer Tech Update. Let's start with what happened on Wednesday. The Federal Communications Commission approved true wireless charging technology. No cables, nothing to place your device on. As long as your device is within 3 feet of the charger, it's gonna charge. 2018 will also ignite a product delivery battle like never before. Forget same-day delivery. Amazon, Walmart, and many more companies will battle to go inside your home to deliver and install anything you can imagine. They'll even offer to put away your groceries for you. This is less effort and less money than the cost of shopping for yourself. And crypto and blockchain currencies, like the Bitcoin, they're going to go mainstream. Except there'll be so many of them, fraud will be everywhere. And serious government regulation is coming, including the end of anonymous transactions. I'll see you in 2018. I'm Kim Commando. If you've been thinking about your home security, there's no better time to get it than right now. You've heard me talking about SimpliSafe Home Security for years. It's the best protection, period. SimpliSafe has put together a massive security arsenal for your home, a special package handpicked just for you. It's got entry sensors, motion sensors, last break sensors, everything you need to stop criminals from ever touching your home. And right now, for the holidays, our friends at SimpliSafe are giving my listeners an absolutely incredible offer. Get $200 off this special handpicked security package. It's complete protection for your home. SimpliSafe is already the best value in home security. There are no contracts, no commitments, but right now, and I mean right now, get $200 off this holiday special security package. Just go to SimpliSafeKim.com. That's SimpliSafeKim.com to save $200 on this special SimpliSafe home security pick. SimpliSafeKim.com. Hurry, offer ends January 2nd. SimpliSafeKim.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. The temperature is 43. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news presented by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. I'm Bill Oliver. The Bryan College Station Salvation Army set an all-time record for its holiday campaign this year.
We recognize and know that we are stewards of the public's generosity, and we, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you to everybody this Christmas.
Captain Paul Ryerson says with a goal of $185,000, more than $199,000 collected between November 10th and Christmas.
If you put any money in our kettle, thank you. If you rang a bell for us, thank you. If you adopted an angel, thank you. You're the reason why we're able to do the most good in our community.
Ryerson also thanking those who provided gifts for more than 2,000 children and more than 800 families through the Army's Angel Tree program. New Year's weekend forecast, which includes below freezing temperatures and the possibility of rain and or freezing precipitation, means more having to be done for your pets. Cold weather management already taking place at the Aguilane Humane Society for more than just dogs and cats.
We actually have two stray pigs right now from the county.
Oh my.
So they're out in a doghouse full of hay outside,
okay.
And they're doing really well.
That's Leah White of the Humane Society on the Infomaniacs yesterday, suggesting using hay for outside dogs in their doghouses since dogs tend to pull out blankets. Sub-freezing temperatures also means a higher risk of fires. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says you can run into problems if you have not checked and cleaned your furnace and fireplace.
Another problem that we have even more often is people using their cooking equipment, their gas stoves and so on, as heating devices. And we have had several fires because of that.
Bow says it's a good idea to check furnace filters and replace them if necessary. Weather forecast on New Year's Eve Sunday, cloudy with a chance of rain and temperatures in the 40s. Not too conducive to golf, but you still have an opportunity. And it'll be your last opportunity at the Travis B. Bryan Municipal Course as it's closing Sunday after 93 years. City of Bryan holding a farewell tournament starting Sunday morning at 11. City's also announced that they're taking reservations for the new city course at Phillips Event Center, which will start play on Tuesday. New president of Experience Bryan College Station, the local convention and tourism agency, spoke about her promotion yesterday while she and her staff are at multiple sites running a yearly high school basketball tournament.
Next week, when we get back into the office after the tournament's over, we will all get together at that point and have a full staff meeting
I was able to sit down and talk about how we're going to move forward, which in the interim time, we've already been doing that and planning ahead and just kind of having some contingency plans ready to go.
Kendra Fides held the interim role for the last 6 months and has been with the former CVB since 2004. I'll have a extended visit with Kendra that you can hear during today's 5 p.m. news hour. WTAW News Time approaching 26 minutes from 9. The temperature is 43. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by Awards and More. No news at noon. That'll be football from the Belk Bowl. So the next local news is during the 5 p.m. news hour. You can also check out the website, WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Norman Detract.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
836, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks who are at Malik Heating and Air Conditioning, your heating and AC experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs. Go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference. Here are the numbers.
Clouds for today. It looks like temperatures are probably going to be around 50 degrees. The clouds linger into tonight. There may be a little bit of spotty drizzle or mist overnight. By morning, we're 45 to 50. Clouds for tomorrow. Chance for a shower. We do warm up a bit, 60 to 65 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clouds and chance for a shower, a low of 45 to 50. Scattered showers are possible Sunday. High Sunday, around 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, Zach's in Charlotte today, where it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's cold in Charlotte.
It is quite chilly. It's quite chilly in this room, too.
What?
Might have to put some socks on.
Don't you have a thermostat?
You got I do.
Okay, well, you know. Hey, it's paid
I like it cold when I sleep. Yeah, that's true. That's true. You don't have to worry about the utilities.
No,
so.
Not at all. Now, I didn't warn you to do this. Do you have, because Jay Sokol's here from the City of College Station. How are you?
Hey, good.
Chelsea's not here today. We knew that. But we usually have a fun fact for Jay to be able to take and put in the newsletter. Now, There's probably not a newsletter going out today, though, is there?
Well, I'll find out when I get to the office. Because
You're no more going to the office. Why would you go to the office
this
today?
Is a great day to go to the office because nobody's going to be there to interrupt me.
Okay.
This is the day when you get more done than any other day.
Okay. After he leaves, I'll go ahead and give you his personal number at just random times during the day today.
Because that's so hard to find.
Yeah.
Right?
Just go ahead and call. All he has to do is pick up the phone, then you just hang up. That's all. You know, I'm sorry. It's probably mean-spirited.
A little, yeah.
Well, we know Scott's feeling better.
That's right. But what we need to do is maybe come up with, the only thing I've got, which is apparently they ran the numbers and having to do with births and deaths and everything else and net immigration. Apparently, the U.S. American population adds one person every 18 seconds.
Oh. Huh.
Which is okay, but it's not very humorous, I'm just saying. So you might, if the boys can come up with something better during the interview, then we'll lay that on you. Otherwise, that's ours, and if you don't have to put it in this week, you can
Well, what is it, like 1,000 or 1,500 a day coming to Texas?
Well, not as much as it used to be. It used to be, we're closer to 1,000 now. At one point, we were at about 1,400. But we did have the largest net gain of any state in U.S. America this year, which is pretty good when you consider that you're already, number two overall in population. So, anyhow, that's Texas, what do you want to say? So what's going on in your place? Nobody's there, is that right? The halls are empty?
That's my understanding.
Did you bring a Segway to work today?
No, that's parked right outside my office.
Okay.
So hopefully it's charged, and Colin wasn't driving it up and down yesterday without plugging it back in.
Okay.
Anyway, I do have a guest
from
College Station Parks and Recreation, Tourism Manager J.D. Wood.
Hey, J.D., how are you, buddy?
You're doing great, sir. Good morning. How are you?
Good to have you back again. All right, so what's happening in your world?
Well, so, at the beginning of the year, we got 2018 rolling around, and we always want to kind of touch base with everyone and kind of give them an idea on what's coming up. We have a lot of events coming up in 2018. We have looking at right now about 126 events coming through City of College Station facilities in some capacity.
Wow.
So we're very busy, and we have great partners we're working with over at Experience BCS, the ISDs and College Station and Bryan, as well as our local youth groups with soccer, Little League, things of that nature. So definitely a true community partnership and with involving in all of these events.
Now, this is, of course, the first time you've been in since the announcement that Bryan is going to close the Travis B. Bryan golf course and move that facility over to Briarcrest. Now, that means that they're going to build some sort of a complex that I'm sure the intent is that the cities will work together and therefore be able to get some other projects in here that we haven't had before. Talk a little bit about the relationship that you have from a planning standpoint with the City of Bryan to land some stuff that maybe you haven't been able to before.
Well, I think a perfect example of that would be the Games of Texas, actually July 26th through 29th. We hosted it in 14 and 15 and as well as in 18 and 19, and that is a dual effort from the City of Bryan and the City of College Station as well as Texas A&M University and working through to bring in those 10,000 athletes participating in 16 different sports, and that can't be done in one city. It's one community as a whole, and that's, I think, is a perfect example of how we work together.
Sure, and this is one of the many events that you have that the community is aware of, but they have to know that for every one of those, you've got several that the general population, the folks who live here 365, don't even know we're going on.
Correct. We've been very blessed to have the increase of hotels and the increase of, individuals moving to this community. So a lot of events, do make a blip, but you might not notice if you're not going down Harvard University next to Veterans Park or on Rock Prairie next to Bachman Park. And so, we don't have a Quidditch this year. We don't have that.
What happened?
Somebody
outbid us.
Unfortunately, yes, sir, for this time. But they're going to come back. We're very excited about that in the future. But, we're working, giving an example, January 11th, we kick off our year, and we're working with Bryan ISD as well as College Station ISD for two soccer tournaments in the same weekend.
Oh, wow.
Out at Veterans Park, and they're coming out there. Basically, go into that, and then another big one would become the College Station Senior Games. And that is the February 23rd through the 25th. And so that's the Olympics for 50 and older.
Okay.
And so we're very excited about that. Actually, registration starts January 1st through February 12th.
They can do that on your website?
Yes, sir, at cstx.gov/parks.
Okay. Who'd we lose Quidditch to?
Round Rock.
Those people. God. They're so close to Austin. That's the reason. All those people. Quidditch people like Austin?
Well, you know, it's an up and down industry. You know, So right now they just added additional fields to Old Settlers Park, and so they're kind of the hot commodity.
Okay.
We are going through and going to expand Veterans Park in the upcoming months. The design is going on. And so we'll be the new hot commodity again, and it'll come back.
Okay. So it is. It's like an arms race. You have to build up to whoever's got the highest, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, but on the downside to that, I'm sure that you probably get complaints from people who say, I pay my taxes here in College Station and fields aren't available. Well, there have to be some guidelines and things like that. But what do you say to those people who are frustrated because they can't go walk in the park like they thought they'd be able to?
Well, I will tell you, you know, we have a close relationship with, you know, my example would be, because I mentioned soccer, would be the Brazos Valley Youth Soccer Association. We work very closely with them, with their local leagues, as well as the tournaments that come in, because their governing body, STISA, South Texas Youth Soccer, is one of our partners as well. And so we work together to make sure that none of the events interfere with our local soccer season.
Okay.
To make sure, so as many events as we do have, they take place on the outskirts of our local leagues. So the best way we look at it is tourism is an opportunity to add facilities that maybe we couldn't get just on taxpayers' dollars and using hotel tax that our citizens can use Monday through Thursday, Monday through Friday. And on the weekends, we bring in those events to help justify utilizing those funds.
Is it easier for you to have a situation where you have, for lack of a better word, a pod, like Brian has BRAC, and maybe they'll have this thing on Villa Maria or on the South College at one point, and then you've got veterans? Is it better to have a few large facilities or spreading them out over the city? Is that in any way not an advantage to you?
Well, I think it's kind of twofold. Really, the large-scale facilities in one location are more ideal for the events coming in, but we also got to realize that no one sees it as Bryan College Station when they come here. It's one community.
Mm-hmm.
So when people get here, they don't know the difference. So as long as you have 4 to 6, you know, 8, 10 fields in one location, they don't mind going to two facilities. They don't want to go to 7 different.
Okay.
And that's kind of the approach that we've had and been very successful with.
Sure. Anything that you haven't had here that you want to have here?
We will be working with Experience BCS and BCS Sports and Events coming up this summer. It's one of the few bids, because we've been very fortunate that we actually lost out on a couple years ago for the Beat Baseball World Series. And we're hoping to host that in 20. Basically, it'll take the same time frame as Games of Texas, and we'll be bidding on that in July. And so we're excited. We lost to Miami last time.
Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's a pretty big facility, I'm sure.
Yes, and right on the beach hotel. But they had a great time, but they're looking forward to looking at coming to College Station. There's actually 8 teams in the region from Beat Baseball. And if you're not sure what Beat Baseball is, Beat Baseball is basically, it's baseball for the visually impaired and blind.
Okay.
And so they play on soccer or rectangle base fields. And basically the ball beeps, the bases beep, and you run to your location when you're playing. And it's actually, I mean, you have teams from Tokyo, you have teams from Russia coming in, you have teams all over the United States, and we're very excited about the opportunity. We think we have a really good shot.
Cool. I'm ignorant to 7-on-7. Where are we with 7-on-7?
7-on-7 is back again. It's the last weekend of July, last weekend of June. So basically the second to last weekend of June, you have primetime 7-on-7, which is your 8th grade and below.
Okay.
And then you have your high school 7-on-7 the last weekend of June, which is where our College Station state champions participate every year and always do really, really well in the event. So we're looking forward to continually host that. A lot of visitors. I mean, we estimated about 10,000 people last year came out.
Wow.
And giving you another example, we have 1,249 parking spots at Veterans Park. We parked an additional 1,200 in that overflow lot.
Goodness.
So that there's a lot of people and a lot of help and support from the city, from PD, from fire, from everyone in the community.
Well, they pay our taxes. We thank them for doing that, coming in and doing that.
Yes,
very good. Once again, give us the website for registration, and I guess you've got a calendar of events on there too.
Yes, sir. So it's cstx.gov/parks, and it'll cover a number of events, from tourism-based events all the way to community-based events like your Halloween on Halloween Day, as well as your Christmas in the Park coming up next year. And so just continuing to add events. It's basically even across the board. You have about 60-plus tourism-based events and 60-plus local community events. So we're trying to make sure we take care of both groups and, you know, always make sure that our citizens come first.
Good. Very good. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
What else you got?
Hey, if you visit our website, you'll find links to the most popular blog posts and podcasts of 2017, also the best photos from 2017.
What? The most popular
City blog post.
Oh, City.
And City
oh,
podcast.
I didn't hear that City.
Sorry.
Right?
Okay. Just visit cstx.gov /propaganda. Wait, no, that's wrong. That's wrong. Sorry. It's just cstx.gov. You'll find the links right there, and I think you'll enjoy them.
All right, there you go. Visit with the folks from the City of College Station on Fridays.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC, $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Norman to track.
About 10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. As we close 2017, this is probably sad but not surprising. Once again, the top passwords of the year are 12345 and password.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We've been doing that story for a few years now. 12345 and password. Dang, I wish I'd had this in front of me when we were talking to Chelsea. Scientists say that they have evidence of a volcano forming underneath New England. That's not good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be minus three.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know where. New England's kind of a large area, but she said they were up in Vermont yesterday. And so I don't know. They got the Green Mountains.
That's really going to put a damper on the clam chowder, won't it?
I think so.
Well, already cooked.
Yeah. So people who retire early die sooner than those who keep working past 65. Yeah. U.S. American census data revealed a clear correlation between premature death and premature retirement. The data analyzed by Cornell University, particularly stark among men who have a 20% higher mortality risk if they start claiming Social Security benefits at 62, which is 3 years premature. Well, and part of that could well be, if you come from an area that's wide open spaces, I think that you have an opportunity to do a whole lot more things with your life away from work, as opposed to if you live in a place where there's a high density of population. Because, you know, for years, I can remember when I was growing up, there'd be guys I'd go to school with who'd go to class, go to football practice or whatever, and then go deer hunting afterwards, you know, because you could just go do that around here. And that happens in a lot of places, and we happen to be fortunate to be able to do that, just as an example, or go home and do work around their house or around their property. And if you're living in New York City or Cleveland or someplace like that, you don't have those things. And so you don't get outside interest beyond your job, possibly. And I would think that that has something to do with it as well. You've got to have a reason to be doing what you do. Now, when your work happens to be, for instance, faith-related or something like that, of course, they have churches in big cities too, but you have to feel like a sense of community exists there. And I think that's probably hard to find in the big city. I think it really, maybe you can get a sense of neighborhood, but sense of being after your job is what's important. There's no doubt. All that being said, I quit this. I'm dead in 2 years. Yeah, so. Ben and I have already decided that. Both of us are. They're just going to have to put up with us shuffling down the hall, talking about the way things used to be a long time ago. And, you know, it'll be amusing stories to Zach, to your kids when they're working with me I'm going, well, when your dad was there working with us back there in 2017, I'm just telling
back
you that's
in
the way it was.
By the way, I had a fun fact for Jay. You didn't
let me do it. Well, can we save it till next week? Or do we have
Yeah, we'll save it.
Okay, we'll save it till next week.
I'll tell Chelsea about it, and Chelsea can tell
me. You get full credit. That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. If he came up with that, then that's fine. It was better than the population grows 18 people a second, huh? All right. I'm going to try to get Mr. Downs to come in and...
him headed your way.
Oh, did you? Okay, well...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that good or bad? By the way,
he kind of strolls. He takes his time.
He saunters.
Here he is. Yes, he's. You know, that's the one thing I've known Ben for.
I can spot an empty studio a mile away.
I know you can.
I was going to have to go in Candy 95 if you guys didn't finish up in a minute here. Wow,
it's almost 50 years, isn't it?
Yeah, 72.
Okay.
So how many years is that?
Well,
that's 41, 42 years. Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is. It's a lot. Well, but because I'm going to say hello.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year. Sure enjoyed the show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Because, I mean, of all the things we've done that we can't talk about.
And there are a few.
I don't remember ever having seen Ben run before. And, of course, I know he can't now.
Yeah, well. Yes, that's correct.
But that's what we were talking about. The word saunter probably is just that.
Saunter is what I do.
Yes, saunter and saunter fast is would be the two speeds. Okay, you.
I don't get into
a saunter.
Don't get in a really big hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now you may think that your bathroom scales are the only way to weigh yourself, but in new medical breakthrough evidence, scientists have discovered we have an internal bathroom scale.
Well, as long as I don't weigh over 100 pounds, I've got one of those things that you can get in a suitcase and weigh yourself with.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. But the idea
but
is...
But there's a chance. I'd have to take off both legs if I were going to weigh under 100 pounds.
Swedish researchers have uncovered evidence of a mechanism in the brain of mice that operates in the exact same way. Okay? I mean, it lets you know.
Yeah.
According to the researchers at the University of Gutenberg.
And as we know, if ever there were some mouse researchers.
They'd be in Sweden.
They would be at the University of Gutenberg.
So does PETA protest out there, too?
Why not?
Yeah.
On vacation, anyway.
Body weight is recorded by the brain whenever someone stands up. If it notices an increase in weight, it triggers a signal for the unconscious brain to be told that you need to stop eating.
Well, when you guys get up, I've got some donuts in the break room for you, okay?
Yeah, I mean,
none for you, Zach, but...
Yeah.
Well, I'm missing out today.
Well, but he's going to eat media food today at lunch. Oh, did they have pizza at the place yesterday?
It's kickoff at lunch. You're not
gonna... They didn't have free pizza, but I did go to the pizza place.
They didn't have free pizza at the media lunch.
Yeah, was not free,
media,
though.
At the news conference?
How many years has the Belk Bowl been going on? Don't they know things like that? That you're not here to buy pizza?
No. I didn't come to.
That, no swag until the game?
Yeah, well.
What?
Yep, they don't get them until they go into the press box.
Do we know?
Well, the Texas Bowl last year, they had our bamboo cutting boards in the shape of the great state of Texas. Right there in the press box at our respective seats.
Imagine that. Hello.
I use the old-fashioned which hole in my belt tell me how much I'm weighing right now.
Yes, sir, you're correct. That's a good way to do that.
Actually, if the cats and dogs all look up at the same time when I groan when I get up out of a seat, that's how I know that I've gained some.
They hear your knees snap.
Wow, yeah. Pop, pop, pop.
Yep, that's right. Pop, here we go. Yeah, that's it. So we're not here Monday.
That's good to know.
Okay.
Yeah,
just didn't know if I told you that or not.
Yeah, Dusty and I are working on something to put in its place. There's a level of quality that we only accept for fill-in shows for the Infomaniacs.
December 26th, I turned it on, and whoever the host was interviewing Greg Gutfeld. I said, that's okay.
Not going to be doing that. We ran the good one then.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because Gutfeld's not on very much, but yeah, that would have been okay.
Oh, and by the way, if you were trying to listen to Dr. Michio Kaku this weekend, you didn't hear it because the network that supplies him went broke.
Uh-oh.
Or I say went broke. Heck, they're litigious. I better be exactly correct. From what I heard, they didn't pay their satellite bill. And so,
that's not good.
And as you can imagine, they didn't share that with the affiliates.
Caller.
Yes, sir. I know I'm getting overweight when I walk across the floor and the radio skips.
What? Thank you, sir.
What's he doing on Monday?
I don't know. You're
bring this guy in on Monday.
Come on in and do this. Hey, by the way, you know, you heard about Chrissy Teigen's flight to nowhere, right? We told you about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, had to loop back around because somebody got on the wrong plane.
Right.
It's an 11-hour flight. They're 4 hours in. They've discovered some poor lost soul has gotten confused. Yeah. And, of course, because it's air travel in the 21st century.
Right.
Nothing to do but turn around and go back.
The other thing that hurts is they show pictures of John Legend, who has a song that's been seen on YouTube like 4 billion times, who's got plenty of money, who has a beautiful wife, and he's flying first class, and he's all smiles. We don't see the other people who are jammed back there in steerage.
Yeah.
We're saying, what do you mean we're going to have to go 4 hours back so we can get on another airplane?
Boy, if Sheila Jackson Lee were on this flight, that wouldn't be taking place.
Call her.
Hey, I think you'll need to do a New Year's Day Infomaniacs broadcast of the Rose Bowl Parade.
Ooh,
I think that would be entertaining beyond measure.
That'd be adequate compensation for Chelsea going to London.
If the Aggies make it to the Rose Bowl, we will go with them. We will go with them. We will do that. Did you hear about this lady who took the picture
there
of the Royals?
Of the no. Huh? That's not the one who tore up all the pictures down at Busby's house, right?
It was a first date.
I'm sorry, first date.
I don't know how she knew how to hide in the house, but that's
another
question.
Oh, come on. A big house like that, you can hide. There's lots of places to hide.
There's this lady named Karen Anvil. She took a picture of the Fab Four Royals, and she has already gotten $7,000 in licensing. And they haven't even calculated what it's going to be in the United States.
She hasn't even started suing people who have taken it and put it on their website.
And apparently she is just a mom. Now, we talked to Chelsea about this because Chelsea's a little taller than most ladies. She knows how to use her elbows, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
She's a 6 foot tall athlete. You think she can't get that picture? So
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I've sent her the link to it so she can see the picture. So even if she can't get in, and it's 141 days from today, even if she can't get in, then maybe an opportunity for her to be able to do that.
Close.
All right. So bring us a victory home from Charlotte. Okay. We'll make you personally responsible.
Oh yeah, we'll
for
do,
that.
Guys.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do that. Bill,
thank
again,
you.
Thanks for sitting in.
You're welcome.
Y'all have a happy new year. We're back Tuesday. WKAW College.